Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hampton OB Show with Kaz, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com on 720 WGN.
Hamp, OB, and Kaz with you till 8 o'clock. A little late today because of White Sox baseball, but great to be with you now. 312-981-7200. That is the phone number as the Bears wallop the Buccaneers 48-10 today. Hampo, this is a whole nother level.
And you know, we make a big deal out of we don't want to hear about it, we want to watch it. We watched it today. This is the kid that Ryan Pace gave away the farm to get, and this is the reason we needed to see it. Not only the three of us in this room, but all the Bear fans, but maybe more important, the guys on the sidelines watching this offense, because we've already heard the undercurrents of, oh, well, this team could be really good if Trubisky wasn't so inaccurate. Well, guess what, folks? As bad as some of the passes were last week, today there were two particular reads, releases, and accurate passes that were Joe Montana-ish. And the first one was the one in the corner of the end zone, finding Burton for that touchdown. I mean, boom, pow, we're up 7-0, and now it puts the onus on the Buccaneers. And guess what? We go out and turn them away after three, and we get the ball back. And then he's able to find Robinson with another magnificent pass. And, you know, OB, we talked about this last week. When Mahomes threw one of his touchdowns, you know, 2 weeks ago, we all said, that is like a moment where everybody could say, wow, did you see that? That is greatness. That right there tells you there's something special about this kid. We hadn't had any. There has been nothing special. Those two passes, in my mind, he's in now a special league because he took a lot of criticism the last month, cause we all, hey, where is it? You know, we gave away the world for this. He finally stood up and made the plays. And, you know, hey, kudos to him because, hey, to the spoils goes the victor. And today was a huge win.
Well, first of all, congratulations to the Bears. You know, they played a terrible football team. Offensively, they were one of the better ones in the league. Okay, defensively, probably the worst. And their defensive backs, the first three games, got pummeled. So if we're going to come out and we're going to show something in the passing game, whether it's a short passing game or go down the field, stretch it a little bit, this is the team to do it against because they're a bad team, a very bad team defensively. And what you do to teams like that when you're a good team, you bury them. You put them away. You put 30, 40, 50 points on them. You don't make a tough game out of it. And that's what the Bears did. They met the challenge. They came out, and they went after him, come hell or high water. So kudos to the Bears.
Kazi, your favorite thing from today?
Well, I mean, Trubisky showed accuracy for the first time. And if he could do it again.
No, not all the time.
No, but I'm saying if he could do it again and again, then, hey, it was the best thing that the Bears did. But 1 week doesn't make a career, and one game doesn't make a season.
Well,
let's give them credit today.
Well, I stopped over at a friend of mine, Big Jim Foley's, and you know what? They wanted to put him in the Hall of Fame. Hey, yeah, the guy you were beating up. And I said, hey, we're happy. We're ecstatic. We haven't had a quarterback turn in a performance like that. What's it been, 50 years, 1949, something like 70 years? I'm just saying. Those days are few and far between here in Chicago, so we better embrace them. But all that being said, OB, we have, and you have been the one carrying the torch, go down the field. Today, we were able to make play after play down the field. And yeah, there's a lot of, running open wide receivers, and he was able to find him. And that's, last week, even the head coach, Matt Nagy, said, he's got to make the layup. You know, these little easy, you know, dink throws, he's got to be able to make those. And he had a couple of bad ones early. But he not only overcame that, but he was able to make play after play down the field. In the first 3 weeks of the season, we only had 4 plays of over 20 yards or longer. Today, I think we had 8. So that just tells you a combination of what you're saying, OB, that Tampa Bay is pretty sad on defense. But that being said, they still get a paycheck. And guess what? They had some pretty good pass rushers that we really took the game
out
of their
hands. The O-line did a great job today.
Yeah, they did. The offensive line was terrific.
I thought early in the game when they did the RPO for 39 yards and he's running down the field, I thought that maybe that loosened him up. I mean, it just seemed like he was in it on another little plane after that.
And that's what I was complaining about last week. Okay, hey, you run an RPO. It's useless unless the quarterback keeps the ball. If you don't, then it basically becomes a dive play with only 8 blockers. So at the end of the day, I think they go back and listen to our tape, Kaz, and they take little jewels
right.
and nuggets out of it, and
I
they work
Matt
on it.
Nagy
and
does,
see what
right?
happens when you listen to us?
Right. Well, good things happen.
Well, this is why, you know, right here, I just wanted to put it out there for all of us that, look, yes, we have been incredibly hard on Mitchell Trubisky and the Bears, but it's
but
clear.
But we're fair. We call it the way
minute.
It is.
How could you not be?
Right.
Are you kidding me?
I'm saying we've been doing it for the greater good, and we would like appreciate and almost borderline expect calls at 312-981-7200 thanking us for raising the bar, Hamp. That's
well,
where
right?
I'm going.
If we're on the 18th floor here at 303 Wacker, we want that bar up here with us. We don't want it down there on lower Wacker. You know, win 4 games a year, that ain't going to cut it. To be a truly a good team that can contend for a title, to get into the playoffs, to win the division, he's got to play like this. Now, I don't think he's going to have 5 touchdowns every week. But the one thing is, you have to just realize that when that offense does perform like that, then the defense, here Mac with another quarterback strip. I mean, this guy, if the month of September, if he's not Defensive Player of the Month, we ought to start an investigation.
Again,
we're not going to run
in the defense
strip sack and
every week like this team. This team was pathetic. And their stats showed it before they even showed up here. But again, kudos. They went after a poor team, and they destroyed them, which you're supposed to do.
Here's the question, though. Bigger question. What do you do with Jordan Howard? This offense isn't really designed for him.
Well,
you know, I mean, that's a question that I'm not trying to be a buzzkill, but what's his value? I think there's big value for this kid, and he doesn't – his running style and everything else doesn't really
fit. You want to leave
this.
It to Tariq Cohen?
I'm not saying that, but what I'm saying to you,
well, nobody
Ed, is
else.
The way they do their offense. It's not like, you know, Jordan Howard had 11 carries for 25 yards again. So he's getting 2.3 yards a carry. It's not designed for a guy like Jordan Howard. You're wasting what his talent is.
Well, there's no question that, and again, there's lots of ways to skin a cat. And at some point, they realized, and by the way, wasn't it great on 3rd-and-1 to see him run a damn quarterback sneak for a first
awesome.
Down? If we'd done that once out of the 2 times in the 4th quarter in Green Bay, we'd be 4-0 today. But I digress. The one thing about Jordan Howard is, and at some point when the weather goes bad, and you know it will in a month, then obviously they're going to be needing his content and what he brings to the table. But until then, and as long as Tariq Cohen is able to run those wheel routes, you know, I got to tell you, and the announcer today did a couple of really good jobs of pointing certain things out. But Tariq Cohen, to be covered by a linebacker on a wheel route,
yeah, that's criminal. That's a mismatch, right.
It's a criminal. But Trubisky hit him twice on perfect throws. And that, you know, beating somebody's one thing, but getting the ball to him where it needs to be, he hasn't been able to do that.
And
today, it was perfect.
And I thought along those lines, Hamp, that you got to give the Bears coaching staff credit for identifying that. They clearly were trying to get that done. And
yeah,
they
it was like Atlanta that 2 years ago.
My
remember
God,
when they
how
picked
long
on,
have we been
when,
hammering on this coaching staff?
Pretty damn long, OB.
That's exactly correct.
Well, they deserve credit on that one.
Okay, but again, when you go down the field, now the safeties are at 12 yards instead of 9. And the corners are not up pressing. They're in a 7-yard cushion. And then you run takeoffs. They're gone. There's nobody else to take him. So it has to be a linebacker when he runs the wheel route out of the backfield. And so by design, those are really smart plays because you're taking advantage of the total scope of the offense. And what they're trying to do is, you know, hit you down deep a time or two, get everybody on their heels, and now all that stuff underneath, it was fantastic.
But they're going to play Miami in 2 weeks, right? Is it at Miami?
Yes.
It's in, it is, OB. On the road, baby.
In Miami,
the Dolphins got cracked.
Got Cal killed today by the Patriots, so they're going to be in a foul mood. That's not going to be an easy game, and their defense is quite a bit better than Tampa's.
Look, we can go through the Bears' schedule coming back here, but the schedule is very favorable. Very favorable. And at 3-1, you're not taking any chips off the table right now.
No. And see, that's the one thing about this. Hey, you've taken the roof off of this offense. It can grow exponentially. If a quarterback will be able to make reads and get the ball to the receivers as accurately as he did today, man, then guess what? That's when you're going to start seeing those linebackers start having to bail out of there. Then the Jordan Howard runs will magically reappear.
At Miami, winnable game. Home with New England will be difficult, but the Patriots have not looked good outside of today. Jets at home, at Buffalo, Detroit at home, home with Minnesota, at Detroit, at the Giants, they're nothing special. Home with the Rams, that'll be tough. Home with Green Bay, tough. At San Francisco, falling apart, at Minnesota.
Okay, folks, give us a call. You know what? When we started in September for the opening game, I think it was September 9th, I would have gave the Bears a 10% chance of making the playoffs. I think it's a lot higher now. Tell us what you think.
312-981-7200. Watch Micah and Joe, Micah Matera and Joe Donlin weekends on WGN TV News at 9. Hamp, OB, and Kaz, we are with you till 8 o'clock tonight. Yes,
and we have your back.
Let me tell you something. I think when you're talking about playoffs this year, after the first four games, what I see,
yeah,
if you've got a 9-7 record, I think you may have a shot at getting in the playoffs. From what I've seen across this league.
No chips.
They're not
the
getting in the playoffs, guys. I'll go ahead and say it. They're 3-1. I'm gonna say they're not. So man, there you go. I'll man up on it. They're not getting there.
A 9-7 record, I believe, will get you in the playoffs the way things have been going.
Right.
Hamp and OB with Kaz, presented by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers at ChevyDriveChicago.com, 312-981-7200. Bears win 48-10. Mitchell Trubisky threw 6 touchdown passes and did something today that no quarterback in the history of the league has ever done. We'll tell you about that next. Yes, Sam?
No, I'm just going to say, did you look at his quarterback rating? We were mocking it last week. He had a 72 or something.
Yeah, now it's perfect, 154.7.
Perfect, just like the legend, Ed Obradovich.
That's exactly right, 720 WGN.